Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
I feel like a lot of people get a little bit anxious about finding their soulmate.
Oh yeah.
You know, they want it to happen as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. So to make that happen, they'll join 10 different dating apps, hit 14 different bars every weekend.
It's a numbers game,
gotta
Jeffrey.
Do what you gotta do. Yeah.
Scrawl their phone number on the wall of a public restroom in their own blood.
Haven't got to that
hoping
point
somebody sees it.
Mm-hmm. But, we gotta put yourself out there.
Yeah. Right.
There's a saying about this though, that when you least expect it, love will actually find you.
Aww.
I know. And it's true, because I'm always like, okay, act like you don't expect it. Act like you don't expect it. And it's never came.
Well, apparently that's what happened for one of our listeners, Derek. And we've done so many of these, I've never heard of a couple meeting this way.
Really?
So this is pretty crazy, but okay. Derek's on with us. Derek, what's the girl's name, and how did you meet her?
Her name is Katie, and I actually met her because she came knocking at my door.
What?
Shut up!
What?
Really?
She just came up and knocked?
Yeah.
And was like, hi, I'd like to be in a relationship with you, stranger.
Hi. Love your life. Nice to meet you.
Yeah. Either that or she was selling Girl Scout cookies.
Let's hope she wasn't love of his life then.
Let's get more details. What happened?
No, it was my doorbell was ringing and there was knocking. So I was just like, who's that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What? You sound like a pretty chill dude.
Yeah.
Because that sounds like a panicked person at your door if the knock and the doorbell are going at the same time.
Yeah. She actually was pretty panicked. She asked if she could come in because someone was following her.
Oh my God.
That's so scary.
This is super scary. What happened?
You let her in?
Yeah. She seemed pretty freaked out. And yeah, I didn't want to leave her out there.
Oh my God. Honestly, if the best option is a stranger's door.
Oh yeah.
Something bad is happening.
Yeah. Seriously. What happened next?
Well, I let her in and I had her sit down at my dinner table.
Okay. Did she want to call the cops or something? Was like her ex after her?
No, I asked her if I could call the cops for her or anybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, she said she was good. And after things calmed down, we got to know each other.
Okay.
It was kind of weird because, like, we were vibing. In the movies, you see stuff like this.
Yeah.
Well, I know, but they say that, like, those really intense situations, like if you go skydiving with somebody or you have this big adrenaline rush, it can really, like, bond two people together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I could see it.
But she was the only one that was having the...
Well, I was pretty freaked out for her, too, so I was kind of nervous myself. I didn't know what to do. I mean, I'm trying to
put myself in your shoes, Derek, and that would be a pretty intense situation to open the door and then have those problems come into your house and having to deal with that.
Yeah.
Like,
dude,
I mean, good on you.
I'd be like, someone's chasing you, and I'd shut the door.
What?
Be like,
what kind of thing?
Don't
say
worry, I'll call the cops. I just don't want her in my place.
No. You're joking.
No, I'm totally kidding.
I don't know that you are. I can't tell.
Sorry, Derek. So
anyway,
you were talking to her, helping her calm down, and you felt like you were having a connection?
Yes. It's just one of those unfathomable things that happen, and then you just sitting there like, she was laughing and giggling, so.
Good thing you were there. Wow.
So you were able to turn her mood around.
Yeah.
How long did she end up hanging out at your place?
Well, she was there for about a half hour. So I just wanted to make sure she was calm.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be a weird time to ask her out on a date, right? Did you ask her out then?
Oh, I didn't think of that. This is
no, I didn't ask her out.
Okay. Probably strong.
I just asked her if she needed a ride home, and she said, no, thanks.
Oh.
So did she ever tell you, like, exactly why she was so frantic?
No, the only thing she told me was that she felt like she was being followed by somebody, and she wouldn't go into any details about it.
Okay.
I didn't want to push it.
Yeah, right. No, totally. Let her be comfortable with whatever she wants to share.
So how did your interaction end?
Before she left, she touched my arm. I work out a lot. She touched my arm.
You were flexing.
Like, everyone does it.
You saw the touch coming. You're like, yeah.
I had to flex when she touched it.
Of course.
So I gave her my number, and I told her when she got home to just text me and let me know if she got home.
Okay.
That's great. I do that, too. I think it's a really good move, especially in her situation.
Well, and you can continue your conversation that way.
Yeah.
Did she follow up on that?
Yeah. 20 minutes later, she texted me back. Okay. And she just said that she's home, and thank you for helping me out.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, ever since that, I can't stop thinking about her.
So, have you asked her out? Have you asked her to go out on an official date where people aren't chasing her?
It's like you can kind of read through text messages, and I don't feel like she wants to reciprocate it like how I want to. That's why I reached out to you guys. She said she's only a couple blocks away, and right now I'm thinking about moving. And I know it's kind of crazy, but I don't want to be 40 minutes away if there's potential here.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow. You like, so really liked her.
You'd stay where you're at if you knew she was close?
Well, if they were going to maybe be in a relationship, I can understand that.
Yes.
Yeah, if she wanted to reciprocate it, so.
I don't know. I think you move, man. What? I think you move and then you wait. And if she comes knocking on your door again, then you know that it was fate.
That is expecting a lot from the universe.
Yeah, move 6 times, and if she finds you at each house, then it's certain. Yeah.
You'll live a lonely life. All right. That's what you need.
Well, let's do this. Okay, we're going to play a song. We'll come back. We'll call Katie for you, and we'll try and get you your second date update. All right, man?
Thanks for this. I was kind of worried that you guys weren't going to do this, so.
We got you.
Yeah, we got you, man.
We'll help you out.
Just hold on.
I'm kind of excited.
Yeah. This is interesting.
Everybody knows the classic romantic fairy tale where a beautiful damsel in distress locked away in a tower gets saved by a gallant, handsome knight in shining armor.
Yeah.
He rescues her from the throes of danger. They fall in love and live happily ever after.
That's the fairy tale. Yeah.
The lies we were told as children. All right.
Most of the time, the damsel doesn't knock on the front door of the knight's castle and ask to be let in.
You know what, though? I like a forward damsel. Yeah. You know me.
Because that's actually what happened to one of our listeners, Derek, who helped a woman named Katie after she knocked at his door and asked to be let inside because somebody was following her. Why doesn't this happen to any of us, guys?
I'm about to start knocking on doors.
Yeah. We need people to just help us out.
We have people knock on doors. We're Jehovah's Witnesses, Jeff. Yeah.
No.
And that's, I guess,
not the damsels I'm looking for.
Okay,
but now we're going to try and call Katie and see if there's any romantic connection that she's feeling with Derek, because he definitely felt a little bit with her.
Yeah, for sure. Derek, are you nervous? How are you feeling?
Worried. It's not every day you get the girl just coming up, knocking on your door.
Yeah, and she touched your arm, bro. That was big.
Yeah.
Yeah, just thinking about it.
I mean, Derek, we didn't ever ask. Like, do you know that she's single?
Oh.
Well, I didn't see any rings or anything on her finger, so.
She's not married, still available.
She wasn't branded, so.
Yeah.
It's like the damsel.
Yes.
Well, maybe this is a good question to ask her.
Yeah, it could be a simple.
Yeah. So we're going to call her number, and we're going to try and get your second date update. You ready, ma'am?
Yep.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Katie.
This is she.
Hi, Katie. My name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay.
Good. That's good to hear.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask why you're calling?
Of course you can. We're doing a segment on our show called A Second Date Update. Have you ever heard of that before?
Yeah, I have heard of those before.
Okay.
Oh, you have? That's so great.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Good.
We don't get that all the time.
Thank you for listening, Katie.
I don't think I've heard you guys do it. I've heard other shows do it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I am retracting my thank you.
Yeah. That's all right. But I guess you're familiar with how this works. It's where if you go out with somebody and afterwards, if they're not calling you back, you can email our show and we'll reach out to that person for you to try and figure out the reason why they've been avoiding you.
Then why are you calling me?
Well, because a guy reached out to us that technically you didn't really go on a date with him. Mm-hmm. But you did have an interaction with him, and he felt a connection during it. His name's Derek. Do you remember Derek?
Derek. No.
He's kind of a hero. He kind of saved you.
You went to his house and knocked on his door?
Frantic.
Like, he told us a big harrowing story about how you guys met, that you felt like you were being followed, and you knocked on his door in a panic, hoping to be let in just to get away from whoever was following you.
I'm so sorry. Let me interrupt you. I am not interested, and I think there was a disconnection there, so I'm not interested. Thank you for calling me.
Well, hold on. Hold on.
Okay.
That's okay if you're not interested, but Derek told us that he felt like there was a flirtation going on when he let you inside and... you know, gave you shelter?
Shelter in the storm?
Well, no, shelter from the bad guy following you. What, is that not right? Okay. When he let you sit at his table.
Derek read the room wrong is what it sounds like. I mean, were you attracted to him at any point? I know that your mind was probably on other things.
Mm-hmm. Other things, Brooke? What are you talking about? That's you speak so said. Weird.
Honestly, it wasn't that big of a deal that it's being made out to be. I may have given off that vibe, but I just am kind of a gregarious person. So
I don't know what that means.
Really, honestly, I'm not interested or available.
Wait, you only go after Greg's?
Wait. No, gregarious means friendly, effervescent, outgoing. Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
If you're getting followed. She said you were scary. Panicked, not gregarious.
No, nobody's following me.
Oh, so you lied? What?
Then why were you knocking on his door?
This is going to make me sound really bad.
You lied.
What happened?
Well, we live in, you know, nearby neighborhoods, and it's going to sound awful.
It's okay. No, we love awful. Awful is our kind.
See, you should listen to our show more.
Yeah, we're awful.
Go on air.
Well, I had heard through the grapevine from our neighbors that Derek was planning on potentially putting his house on the market soon, and I just didn't know if he had a real estate agent yet.
Shut up.
I don't get it.
I'm a realtor, and I have to preface this by saying, you know, it was obviously an extreme way to meet a potential client, but it's a tough market right now. And, you know, I'm married. I've got kids. I have to help with my family. And so
what?
It was just an opportunity.
Oh, my God.
You acted like you were being followed just so that you could sell his house?
Oh, that's okay. Now I get it. I was like, no one has told me what's going on. So, but now, my God, so you tried to use him.
Well, yes.
Potentially.
That's close enough, Jose.
Oh, wow. Okay. I don't like
You'll
it
get
now.
There. You'll get there.
I'm going to think about this.
Katie.
For longer.
Okay, so nobody was following you. You weren't in danger. You were just trying to find out if he already had somebody lined up to sell his house for him.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't told him. I decided to, like, step back and kind of ditch that entire plan. I'd seen a real estate card on his counter, and we, you know, talked briefly about it. And so I just let it be and chalked it up to a weird and wild idea and bad experience. But we never had a conversation about me potentially representing him.
Oh, man. Okay, Katie, you are sneaky.
Oh, my God.
I mean, at least you didn't officially... Like, sign up with him.
But I gotta let you know, turns out Derek's also a little bit sneaky.
Yeah, he is.
Because I need to tell you, he's been on the other line listening to everything that you said, and now he
what?
Wants to talk to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Derek?
Katie, are you kidding me? You're married?
Yes, I'm married. I am so sorry. It's, you know, it is a tough market.
Oh,
and
my
I
God.
Just, your home is so beautiful, and I thought I could really get
You're
some...
Nuts.
Strong offers in there for you if you didn't have representation, but I saw that you did, and so I just let it go.
No. Wow. I didn't see a ring on your finger when you came into my place, so...
You know, oftentimes when I'm doing real estate stuff, I take the ring off. It's just easier for conversation.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my.
Katie.
Wow. You're not
That's actually
person.
Pretty common in our industry.
Is it? I didn't know that.
Is it?
I could see it.
I mean, it might make me buy a house.
men are easy to trick.
Yeah. That is true. We are easy.
But isn't there like a better method? Like, I don't know, knocking on the door and saying, hi, I'm Katie. I am a real estate agent and I would like to help you.
Boo.
I'm just
Next.
Boring.
Next.
You know, that approach often doesn't work. You would be surprised how many people just slam a door in your face. And I don't know, the idea just kind of came into my head. I thought I would try it, and it just went horribly wrong. But that still doesn't change the fact that I can guarantee that I can get a higher price sold for him than his current agent.
Oh.
You're still selling?
Whoa.
Absolutely.
What do you think?
I'm dumbfounded. People have to trust you. There's no trust. You lost that trust, and you should have just came out and asked me that, like, a normal person, but you probably on some meds or something.
Trust is an interesting thing, Derek, but how much is it really worth? I mean, to you, the sale of your home, is it worth an extra $20,000, $30,000, maybe $40,000? Because that's what I could do for you.
Wow. That's a lot of
money. She can trick buyers for you.
Oh, you're good. I'll definitely have to think about that.
Oh, my God.
What? She could get me 40 grand more?
I mean,
I'm down.
Yeah, I will say she has some creative methods.
She does.
She's going to tie herself up in the closet during the open house. See how it goes.
That's pretty funny, but it could be even, you know, potentially more than 40. So I'm glad we had this conversation. And Derek, you got my number.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, okay. I mean, this is going a lot better than it was just a couple minutes ago. So yeah, at this point, I mean, I would normally ask to send you guys out on a second date.
Yeah, but like a business coffee or something? I mean, can we do that?
Katie's married. I don't know. Well, how serious is the marriage? Maybe I should ask. Is it?
Yeah. How serious is it?
Does he have bigger arms than Derek?
Oh, I bet not.
I mean, are you really that attached to your kids?
Oh, my God. You guys, we are not asking a married woman if she wants to go out with Derek.
Okay. 50 grand.
No. No. You can ask her if she wants to be his real estate agent. All right. That's the line, man.
Fine. We'll do that. How about we send you guys out on a business meetup to discuss potential realty?
There you go.
What do you say, Katie?
I think that sounds fantastic.
Oh, she loves it.
Of course you do.
All right.
Yeah.
Katie's on board. Now, Derek, what do you say?
Yeah, I'm down, and then we'll see what happens.
No, Derek! Nothing's going to happen.
Is it weird that a lady faked being chased around, and now she's ending up $50,000 potentially richer from it?
I love it. It's inspiring.
Girls got it.
I don't know. You guys wouldn't have opened the door, is what you told us earlier. Yeah. So maybe.
I learned my lesson.
Yeah.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.